Sarah Silverman was positive about it and said, it's not in her gift, of course. The question of where the High Court sits will be a decision for the Lord Chief Justice Declan Morgan. Now, by sheer coincidence, Declan Morgan comes from Derry, in fact, comes from the Bog Side. So I think that he might be a little bit sympathetic to it, without presuming anything. And Claire Sugden, I did say that she would speak to him, and that she was positive herself about it. So it may not be such a mad idea. We'll see over the next few weeks what the attitude of the various authorities are.
You've pointed out that in England, Scotland and Wales, the High Court moves away from London, from Cardiff, from Glasgow, goes to other cities. So there is precedent for this. And this is something that the people of Derry, Fermanagh and Tyrone indeed would very much benefit from.
I think that if you had meetings at the High Court in Derry, I mean, it's not just criminal trials. There's all sorts of litigation and civil matters which go to the High Court, and people from Derry and, as you say, Tyrone and Fermanagh, you have to travel to Belfast. And because they have to travel to Belfast, frequently they are represented by Belfast lawyers. I'm sure are all very fine practitioners themselves, but if they were able to do it with local legal representatives, I think that sort of would make things more comfortable, more congenial for people. And apart from that, I mean, and this was only pointed out to me a few days ago, you know, sort of that if you are up at the law courts in Belfast when the High Court is sitting, it's a hive of activity. You've got catering workers, you've got security workers, you've got lawyers, of course. The surrounding eating houses tend to do very well at lunchtime. All that. There's quite a bit of economic activity generated by having the proceedings of the High Court in the locality. And that might as well be in Derry as well. I mean, why should it always be Belfast, Belfast, Belfast? No harm to Belfast people, but as you say, that in there's more than 20, I think 27, places where the English High Court has sat. You know, there's 15 regularly visited by the Welsh High Court, and there's 3 standard locations in Scotland. So why should we only have one in the north?